As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me. A little gilt-edged invitation, saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use. For we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw. But Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Gilhooly, she says, you're not in, try a little bit more to make cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and my stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was hit with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. And all of us swore we were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would
kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.